Item 12. Paper number 13. Funding application for signature project, Miao Chin Mong. Miao Chin Mong Multicultural Activity Center. I would like to welcome Ms. Choi, our district officer, as well as Ms. Jenny Fu from New Home Association and Mr. YF Chen also from New Home Association. Ms. Choi or Mrs. Aaron, would you like to walk us through the paper? Well, soon we are going to approach the LegCo to get funding for the signature project. There was already sufficient discussion about the project as well as the money required for publicity. In the light of the discussion and members' suggestions, our partner, that is New Home Association, has come back with some revisions. First of all, we should give priority to ethnic minority groups with registered address in Miao Chin Mong. They will also get priority when they want to hire our venue, and there will be free activities on a weekly basis. And then, towards the end of the first year, we'll have a review of the fees and costs. And lastly, there will be a two-tier monitoring system. There will be a steering committee as well as a consultative committee. So members, please discuss the proposals and please support our proposal to have it submitted to the Home Affairs Panel of the Legislative Council. Thank you, DO. Thank you, DO, for your introduction of the paper. Well, in fact, the relevant paper was given thorough discussion at the meeting of the District Facilities Management Committee. I think some of us are also on that committee and took part in the discussion. Now, members, any particular views? Mr. Hong. Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Well, for the Yao Chin Mong Multicultural Activity Center, well, there was a thorough discussion at the meeting of the DFMC. Many members have given us a lot of valuable comments. For the fees to be charged, and also giving priority to the ethnic minority groups, and also how we're going to implement the provision of free activities a day per week. There was a lot of discussion, and also we are going to have a two-year scheme, and we hope that for the first year it can be sort of run like a pilot scheme, and then we will make adjustments later on. We have come up with the idea of having a steering committee for the purpose of monitoring. There will be a two-tier system. The steering committee will, of course, have a monitoring role. What about a consultative committee? Would it also play a monitoring role or not? I hope there can be some discussion, and then we'll see if we have an agreement on that. And then membership. It seems that the information here is very general, like departmental representatives, community leaders from the ethnic minorities, etc. This is the suggestion in the paper. But I want your specific views on the role of the consultative committee, whether it will also take up monitoring. Of course, you would say that the public can also monitor the project, but I just wondered if we can have some sort of institutional arrangements. Well, having listened to the briefing on the paper. Any other comments or suggestions? Mr. Wong, if I may declare interest, I'm an employee of the New Home Association, so I choose not to speak and not to vote on the matter. All right, thank you. Does any other member wish to speak? If not, I would like to defer to the DO. So for the questions asked by Mr. Hong, would you like to give some answers? Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Maybe we can fine-tune the wording. Monitoring and consultation should be separated. New Home Association, do you have anything to add? Mr. YF Chen? Not really, Mr. Chairman. For the monitoring mechanism, well, we have the district office, the contract, the operator, as well as the district council at this on the steering committee, so the stakeholders would be involved. For the consultative committee, we would like to incorporate the community leaders of local organizations as well as ethnic minorities. In this way, they can give advice and make suggestions for the service, so that we can sort of provide appropriate services to the ethnic minorities. So there should be one steering committee for monitoring, and then for the consultative committee, it will mainly be for the sake of providing suggestions and giving advice. Ms. Cole. Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I'm also a person in charge of a social enterprise. Usually, we want to have a consultative committee to have input from the community at large. And again, we need a monitoring committee. Now, the steering committee will be exercising the monitoring role directly. To me, you haven't given us an organizational chart, and so it's not easy to understand this matter. Now, for this project, it will be directly managed by the New Home Association. Now, for the steering committee, there will be government departments as well as the district council and the community being represented. In other words, the steering committee will be playing the role of monitoring. But what about the relationship? Well, this paper has been provided by the district office. So, DO, would you consider giving us the organizational chart stating clearly the relationships as well as the monitoring role?
Mr. Hong Chiu-Hua, I would like to further add to what I said. Can we say that there are a two-tier structure? One is a monitoring body and the other is an advisory body. And they will monitor and provide advice to improving the operation of the center. There will be two tiers in the structure. One is the monitoring body and the other advisory body. With regard to whether we need an org chart, I'm afraid I may not agree, because the structure is not that complicated. It's not like other government departments where the structure is complicated. Mr. Hao Wing Chang.
Thank you, Chairman.
it would be preferable to have two bodies. One is the steering committee with the relevant government departments, the district office, and district council having representatives on it. And the other one is the management advisory committee. And that can incorporate a wider range of members, including representatives from the ethnic minority groups. And they can help provide input on the types of activities to be organized. I think the community bodies and residents will be able to give you better advice on what programs suit the needs of the community. So in the advisory structure, there should be an additional management advisory body to be set up. Any other member wishing to speak? Mr. Hui Tak Lang. Thank you, Chairman. My view may be different from yours. New Home Association will be commissioned to operate the center. I don't agree that the structure will be too complicated. Actually, when they apply for the service, they have put up service indicators. Say 1 or 2 years down the road, we can look at the service indicators to see whether they can achieve the targets. If there are the structure is too complicated with all the duties and terms of reference listed out, then it would make things too complicated for them. I myself serve in a service organization. I think all we need is just a simple structure as to what type of people they would ask to help them out. Then I think it's up to them. I think if having a too complicated structure will make things difficult for New Home Association. Any other members wishing to speak? If not, then the district officer, please respond. Thank you, Chairman and members, for your questions. Members said that the wordings or the drafting here may be unclear. Monitoring and advisory roles. I agree that we should strike a balance between monitoring the operator and also giving the operator autonomy. I think I would further talk to New Home Association to fine-tune the wordings to make them clearer. And also we would like to have a better or clearer division of work. Here it says that there is a steering committee and then an advisory committee. My impression is that the advisory committee will be similar to the management committee. The operator will be inviting representatives from other bodies like ethnic minority bodies to sit on the committee. But for the steering committee, it will look at the overall directions, more macro issues, and try to decide on those. And then they will also be monitoring the operation. I think that's the thought behind this proposal. All right. On the DO's proposal, do you have anything more to say? Do you have any counter suggestions? No? Ms. Koh Po Ling. Chairman, at the DFMC meeting, we have had a good and thorough discussions on the content of the proposal. I think what the member raised just now is a matter of presentation. And we don't have any differing views. I suggest that we endorse this proposal. I think we share the same objective. Any other views, members? If not, then should we endorse in principle this paper? Any objection? All right, we endorse this paper. No objection. So that's it for this item.